KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of military officials just summoned to Virginia to hear Secretary of War Pete Hegseth tell them that new directives for troops will include male-only standards for physical fitness and an end to so-called woke culture in the military.
Today, at my direction, we are also adding a combat field test for combat arms units that must be executable in any environment at any time and with combat equipment.
Hegseth says he is also loosening disciplinary rules and weakening the precautions on hazing, saying the era of political correctness in the military is over. Federal government appears to be on the road to shut down. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight is the deadline. There's no response yet from Hamas on the 20-point ceasefire proposal put forth by President Trump yesterday. Gaza today, another 42 Palestinians were killed. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the final day Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is scheduling abortion care before taking a pause because of a new federal law. The federal budget law, at the time President Donald Trump dubbed it the Big Beautiful Bill, included a provision that bans clinics that provide abortions from accepting federal Medicaid money for 1 year. The Hyde Amendment was passed in 1976. It already means federal money cannot go toward most abortions. So Planned Parenthood does not get federal money for abortion care except in really special cases. But this new law bans clinics that do perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings and contraceptives and HIV treatment. Staff at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin say they serve 50,000 people across the state, and 60% of them have Medicaid. The Guttmacher Institute says if Planned Parenthood was not serving Medicaid patients, other providers would need to increase their caseloads by 144% to cover that loss in services. Planned Parenthood leaders say pausing abortion services allows them to continue providing all those other kinds of care, and they insist it's temporary. They say they're trying to figure out where to go from here, and they want to let cases against the law play out in court. Attorney General Josh Call is one of the people fighting that new law in court. He joined 21 other attorneys general who filed a motion asking a judge to temporarily block the law. Back in July, a federal judge approved an injunction basically stopping the law from going into effect. But a couple weeks ago, a federal appeals judge reversed that decision. The attorneys general argue in their lawsuit that the law is unconstitutional and singled out Planned Parenthood. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo, not there. He's in quarantine in Greece. After testing positive for COVID on a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this, but at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hannish discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Donald Trump and Kristi Noem and Tom Homan said they were targeting the worst of the worst criminals. They lied. And they continue to lie. 60% of the individuals that ICE has taken in Illinois this year have no criminal convictions of any kind.
Amen, Governor Pritzker, because that is true. I read a story that this woman was taken in with her husband, and she was going to get a green card. She was in court and was trying to do a green card thing.
Yep.
She was taken away, and now she's on her way to Texas, I believe, which is the next step. And they're like, because she missed a meeting apparently in 2019 that apparently she and her husband didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously she's a hardened criminal.
Yeah.
Obviously, because she's showing up to her court appointments. This is just... Like Pritzker has said previously, this is about us getting used to the military in the streets with long guns walking around and harassing the rest of us for no good reason, which is why I still have my Mexican flags on my car, because a little white lady, it'll be with bright red hair. Good luck with that, kids. I'm glad that Pritzker is coming out. I'm glad that Newsom is doing what they're doing, the right things, these two and other governors, but these two in particular are doing really well. Yes, in the hellhole that is Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Ravaged streets.
Apparently, I was listening to Tom Hartman after I left here yesterday, and he was saying that this one ICE facility in Portland, people were leaving flowers, because that's what the hellhole is.
Yeah.
Like, they're really attacking ICE agents with flowers. Because, goodness gracious, why would we do that sort of thing? Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Oh, wait. Anita in San Antonio. Hi, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, girl.
good
morning, everyone. Yeah, they're also blowing bubbles so outside at the ICE facility in Portland.
Yeah.
So they're very dangerous people
so
out there.
So dangerous.
I just want to talk about the gaslighting that's going on with the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you talked about this, but they're just like, first of all, what Democrats have asked for is to extend the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act.
And, right.
You know, we all know that. But when they said that, when they demanded that, the response from the White House was, go F yourself.
Yep.
From Carolyn Leavitt's office.
Yep.
And then I was Tim Burchett, that guy from the congressman from Louisiana, was out there saying the Democrats are demanding medical care, health care for illegal aliens. I mean, these people, the gaslighting is off the charts.
It is. You're
they
absolutely
don't care
right.
about facts anymore.
No.
And I just want to say something about the gerrymandering thing. This is going to backfire on them in Texas, because they have gerrymandered. First of all, we're already gerrymandered. Yeah. But the way they gerrymandered, they were expecting to get these Hispanic votes because a lot of them voted for Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump has dropped 32% since the election with Hispanic voters.
Yeah.
So these districts, I don't think it's going to be. They can't be so sure that it's going to go. They're going to get Republican votes.
I agree.
I think it's a mistake. I think they made a big mistake.
I think you're right.
So,
I think they
California.
Yeah, I mean, if Prop 50 passes here in California, which it looks like it will, I mean, it's still several months away.
It's a little closer than I'd like it to be.
It is closer, but it's 6 weeks away or something like that. Yeah. So not even six weeks, it's about a month
away.
There's
going to be a lot of propaganda heading your way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there already is on TV.
Oh, yeah. The money that's being poured in to stop it is
it's crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
And the ads they're running are very confusing.
Yeah, of course.
They make the pro side sound like the anti side.
They do this
like the Prop 8 stuff.
Yeah,
it's like Prop 8.
Every time.
Yeah, that's what they do with that prop. Exactly. Yeah, so these guys don't, you know, they cheat. They're going to cheat. We all know that, and they're going to lie.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping this backfires in Texas, so I'm just saying. Because one of the districts is here in San Antonio, and I know it's probably going to go, it's not going to go Republican.
Let's hope.
Gerrymandering is not going to work out for them.
Well, because you're there, so that'll do it.
I'm there. I'm here to make sure.
Thank you, darling. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Friday. Bye. Bye, everyone.
They
Bye.
Do this every time, though. Every
they
time
do.
There's a proposition. I remember last election when it was to raise the minimum wage, when it was to renters' rights, I think.
I remember the renters' rights.
That was the most confusing one, in my opinion, at the time, especially because I was, you know, moving into a new place out of college.
Sure.
And the amount of conflicting things that were being pushed to me, I did not know what I was voting for. I had to do so much research. I had to spend a lot of time to understand what I was doing that a lot of people just don't have that time or luxury.
That is why I bring the little booklet with me into the voting booth so I can actually read the text of the proposition to see what exactly I'm voting for.
But at least Prop 50 is written simply, whereas Prop 8 was written in a way like
that was confusing
that you couldn't how it was written.
Right.
So that was like it was no on 8 because but if you read it because the people that didn't want marriage equality wanted us to all be confused in 2008 was that? Yeah, it was 2008, wasn't it? Because it was a presidential election year. So yeah, I mean, at least this is a very simple proposition that's written.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do this. And it's not going to be permanent. It's just going to be for this.
Yep. Yeah.
Da, 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 da. We'll go back to what we were. Yada, yada. But yes, the money is being spent by very wealthy Republicans from other states to confuse voters. And hopefully they're not going to pay attention to that. That's at least my hope. Oh, look, somebody likes me.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Kevin in Indiana.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Jody,
greetings.
Bella.
Hi.
Bella, I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, I am. Thank you.
Okay, good, good. I have recently become double vaccinated. I got my flu and my COVID shot.
All right.
And I recommend that everyone do that forever, you know, as long as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Jody, I wanted to thank you personally. First, I wanted to wish Stephanie a happy birthday, no matter what age she says she is. but I also want to say that she is beautiful at her real age, you know, so I'll get that out of the way. But I wanted to thank you, Jody, because you inspired me to get a blood workup to see what the state of my immune system was.
Oh, good.
I guess they call them chiters.
Yes, that's what they call them, yeah.
Yeah, it's where you go in, you find out where your immune system is. I'm 75 years old, still alive, still recovering, still a woke liberal and grateful for it. And the only way that I'm going to find out exactly where I want to be and where I'm at, where I want to go is where to find out where I'm at and then move from there. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Anytime. So, no, I'm glad.
And as far as all this stuff, just remember all of this stuff with the troops in the streets, everything with Pete Kegbreath and all this other jazz with the admirals coming. Everything is distraction to not concern ourselves with the Epstein files. Remember that is first and foremost his terrifying nightmare that can come back and haunt him night after night. So just remember, don't let go of the Epstein files.
Oh, never. We got to keep that. Yeah. We got to keep that up. In fact, I believe that Governor Newsom did something with the AI video.
Yeah.
I think it was Newsom that posted a picture of Epstein and Donald going. No, it was Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
He was like, with that stupid AI video. If y'all haven't seen it, it's disgusting, by the way. And the internet lives forever, Donald. So even if you took it down, it's still available. But yeah, so Hakeem Jeffries posted a picture of Donald with Jeffrey Epstein going, now that's real.
Yeah.
I still like that statue. I kind of want it in my lawn. Because it's funny. But yeah, so Donald just spoke at the military thing.
He did. In Virginia, in Culpeper, Virginia.
The purposes of the American military is not to protect anyone's feelings. Okay. He said that the military would be bringing back focus on fitness, ability, character, and strength. Okay. That's because the purpose of the military is not to protect anybody's feelings. It's to protect our republic. It's our republic that we dearly love. It's to protect our country.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
blah, I mean, blah. It
buzzword,
makes...
Buzzword, buzzword, buzzword.
Yeah, it was written in concert with Hegseth's speech.
And it's just none of that makes sense to me. He also said nuclear weapons, if it does get to use, we have more than anybody else. What?
Yeah. Yeah, if they're used, we have more than anybody else, so we would win.
Right.
You know, no, not if we get hit first.
I saw the day after. I know what happened.
Exactly. Testament. I've seen all the movies.
Going back to our discussion yesterday.
Yes.
We've seen all the movies.
Yes. All the entertainment.
War Games.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, we know what happens. Yeah. Nobody wins.
Nobody wins. It's tic-tac-toe. There is no winner.
Right.
You know, I mean, we were a little bit threatened by Russia recently, and they sent a submarine, nuclear submarine, the most lethal weapon ever made. Number one, you can't detect it. Yeah, you can. There is no way. We're 25 years ahead of Russia and China in submarines. Frankly, if it does get to use... Okay, I have to read this again. Frankly, if it does get to use... Not us, I guess.
Yeah, I got that from NBC, so I don't know if that's an NBC error or if that's exactly
it's probably what he said.
Yeah.
Frankly, if it does get to use, we have more than anybody else. We have better. We have newer. But it's something we don't ever want to even have to think about. Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't detect the submarines until you blab about it and tell them that we have the nuclear submarines that you can't detect.
Or that all of our generals are now in these United States today.
Mm-hmm.
So command is not where it should be.
Way to go, guys. Awesome.
Good going. I feel so much safer, especially in Los Angeles, which is a target.
Yeah.
Okay. And on that lovely nuclear note, it is 17 minutes after the hour of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, but they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline?
Oh.
It's scary, but it is true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here is the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Well,
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is warm, W-A-R-M, warm. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales at WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Stephanie Miller.
He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Okay, it's 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Charlie Pierce, my Charlie's coming in a little, wee little bit. I have, look at me doing this. I'm doing the thing.
You're doing the thing.
Chris.
Whoa, you're playing.
Chris.
You're playing audio from her.
I know, it's weird. I figured out where it was. Who said this? How would you like to have your thing signed by an auto pen? You know, when I have a general and I have to sign for a general because we have beautiful paper. They're gorgeous paper. I said, throw a little more gold on it. They deserve it. Give me a... I want the A paper, not the D paper. Who said that?
General Mills.
No, where's the... Here's booze. Man, whatever. I can't find the buzz. Stop it.
You also can't stop it.
I know, it's weird. Uh-huh. Anyway, no, that was Donald.
Okay.
He also went on to say, I love my signature. I really do. Everyone loves my signature. Really?
His signature looks like a Klan rally.
It does.
Yeah. With all those bunch of hoods.
Yeah. It totally does. Uh-huh. He says, I always think to myself, how can you have an auto pen sign this? It's so disrespectful to me. It's just so totally disrespectful. I'm sorry, but didn't you use the auto pen to pardon 1,600 criminals?
Yeah.
I think that's what he did, right? And so, okay, so now Hegseth, this is all from the Hegseth generals thing.
Yep.
Okay, so Hegseth says, no more dudes in dresses. Excuse me. Targets woke diversity and Nordic pagans and beardo. What is a beardo?
I know what a beardo, I can't.
You can't say it on the air?
Well, it's hard to define, but I know what a beardo is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, an entire generation of generals and admirals were told that they must parrot the insane fallacy that our diversity is our strength. Of course, we know our unity is our strength. Well, so is diversity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They had to put out dizzying DEI and LGBTQI plus statements. They were told females and males were the same thing. Well, they're humans. So, very similar. Or that males who think they're females are totally normal. Thought bubbles. They were told that we need green fleet and electric tanks. We do, actually. The military knows that. Climate change is a problem, and the military is one of the few that says, yeah, big problem, people. They were told to kick out Americans who refuse an emergency vaccine. Well, for too long we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons. Oh, boy. Based on their race, gender quotas, historic so-called firsts. We've pretended that combat arms and non-combat arms are the same thing. We've weeded out so-called toxic leaders under the guise of double-blind psychology assessments, promoting risk-averse go-along to get-along conformists instead.
So now the military's goal is to keep out as many people as possible instead of try to attract as many people as possible.
So the draft will be back soon?
That does not create a good, robust military.
No.
That creates... a skeleton crew.
Yes, at best, a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
There better not be a draft.
Oh, there's going to be. We're going to need one.
I'm out of draft age now.
Same. But you don't have to. See, women still don't have to sign up for the draft, and we should.
Yeah.
That's wrong that we don't.
And it looks like under Hegseth policies, women won't be.
God, no.
Okay, well,
you'll be fine.
Thanks, Pete. At least there's that.
So you're going to be the only person left in your house.
Yeah, I can't pay rent. I can't afford that rent.
Well, if they're in a military salary, they'll have a little bit of money.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My roommates have made a lot of draft jokes. Like, they've said, they're like, oh, I hope we're in the same battalion. I'm like, I can't imagine all of you, like, actually in the Army. These guys, these creative directors who live in LA and shoot music videos and get their matcha.
Would they be the beardos? That,
yeah, that's exactly what they would be. About. I think they're a little undesirable for the Army based on pizza. Yeah, definitions.
Oh, no, he kept saying, he goes, we became the woke department.
Oh.
It's the military. Yeah. It's one of the least woke places on the planet.
The least, at least in Gen Z terms. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Couldn't be less woke if it tried.
Oh my God.
He says, this administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months. DEI offices, dudes in dresses, no more climate change worship. Hi, it's in the DOT. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. Oh, so many people are getting fired. Oh, he swore as well.
Okay.
He said, as I've said before, and we'll say again, we're done with this S. Basic training is being restored to what it should be. Scary, tough, and just like it wasn't scary always. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits. They always have.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Officer and Gentleman. ensuring that future warfighters...
I saw Full Metal Jacket.
Exactly.
I know what happens.
Full Metal Jacket especially.
Yeah.
They can shark attack, they can toss bunks, they can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits. This does not mean they can be reckless or violate the law, but they can use tried and true methods to motivate. Okay.
Throwing a bunk motivates people?
Why would it? You can't bounce a quarter off your bed? I can do it at my house. I'm very good at making a bed. I'm very military when it comes to that. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX. Less noise, more nuance.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last week, we reported on an attack near Camp Randall that police say was unprovoked. Well, now that attack is considered homicide. It happened Saturday the 20th at about 2 a.m. near Camp Randall. UW police said a man was targeted, but the whole thing was unprovoked. Later, authorities arrested 33-year-old Keith Jones, who police say worked with the victim. Now, UW police posted a statement saying the victim has died. They're now asking that Jones be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Meanwhile, Madison authorities are citing fewer people for OWIs. There's been a 10% drop in OWIs compared to last year. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Still, there were more than 550 OWI cases in the first half of 2025, and nearly 50 of them involved injuries. While authorities aren't really sure what's causing that drop, data shows young people today are drinking less than their predecessors. And one of the most common reasons people call 911 is for falls. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A dramatic increase in fall-related emergency medical incidents in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports emergency medical services responded to 140,000 falls last year, an increase of nearly 10,000 fall-related calls from 2023. Falls accounted for 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. DHS encourages you to take the proper steps to reduce fall risk severity for yourself and your loved ones. The Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging provides tools and information to understand fall risk and take steps to stay independent and safe at home. Check it out at fallsfreewi.org.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is warm, W-A-R-M, warm. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
is running around the loop harassing people for not being white. Just a year ago, that was illegal in the United States. Now, ICE is making it commonplace. That's not making America great.
Amen, Governor Pritzker. Right as per usual.
Yep.
Look who we have here.
Oh, no.
It's my boyfriend.
Only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Hi, Bella. Welcome back.
Thank you. So you're in New Hampshire, I hear?
No, Maine.
Oh, you're in Maine.
I am on the rocky coast of Maine. Yes.
Are you enjoying it?
A friend of mine has a house up here, and I came up for a couple of days of semi-R&R.
And so that's why you're wearing flannel, because you must wear flannel once you cross the border
into Maine. You can't cross the border from Massachusetts unless you're wearing flannel.
Right.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's just obvious. Yeah.
Anyway, there's actually a story behind this room.
Okay.
Back years ago, when she used to come up to do summer theater in Kennebunkport, Peggy Cass used to stay in this room.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I still
Bella
see her.
Bella has no idea who Peggy Cass is.
No.
I still see her sometimes on To Tell the Truth when they run the old shows on the Buzzer Network.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You can't still see her.
That's right.
You live forever on cable.
And she was Miss Gooch.
She was Miss Gooch.
In Auntie Mame.
That's it. And yep. Auntie Mame. She was Miss Gooch and Auntie Mame. Look at us old people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, knowing old things. So, okay. You wrote a piece regarding Clarence Thomas about taking away marriage equality. I have noted that he doesn't want to take away loving, which is interesting to me.
Well, yeah, but he's leaving the door open for someone to do it.
Yeah,
that's the thing, and he's not going to. I mean, God help us, he's not going to be a Supreme Court justice forever. I don't think. I hope not.
Yeah,
but he profited from a romantic triumph based on substantive due process.
Mm-hmm.
So now he wants to do away with it. Of course, this is not unusual. Clarence Thomas got into Holy Cross on a racial preference scheme, but an affirmative action scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's pulled up the ladder behind him every step of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's awful. That's the nicest thing I can say about him. He also wants to take away Griswold. He wants to take away the Texas law.
Once they get rid of some due process, they can go after anything.
Mm-hmm.
They can go after Brown v. Board if they want.
Absolutely.
Who knows? I mean, they could shove us all the way back to 1861.
Oh, I'm sure Clarence would love to live then, considering, especially in the South. I'm sure he would love to have lived in 1861 in the South. Because
he would not have his recreational vehicle then.
That is
very true. His recreational vehicle would be an ox cart.
That is very, very, very true. And also, okay, what happened in Michigan and in North Carolina? The legacy media is what I'm calling it now. I'm not going to quote, Sarah Palin at all. But these two shooters apparently, first off, probably had some mental issues because they were veterans and in wartime. So there's that problem. But they were both very MAGA-centric, as far as I know. And the media is not talking about that. So,
well, I mean, MAGA is a catch basin for all kinds of crazy people.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I mean, it's a place to go to get become, part of a group and to have an identity and all that other stuff. And, it just functions that way now in our society. These two guys, one, the guy in Michigan thought the Mormons were, out to take over the world. And the guy in North Carolina thought the gay people were trying to eliminate him or something. So they found a home for their conspiracies.
They sure did. I mean, with everything that I've been reading about these, but it's interesting that like your regular, what most people, adults consume, not children because they consume the TikToks. It's called the TikToks, right?
Yeah.
I'm old. I don't know. I don't do the TikToks. But they're literally avoiding that? Like, if it had been a lefty, it would be everywhere. It would be the cover of the New York Times.
Well, yeah, because there would be an entire media infrastructure shoving it in our face.
Yeah.
And our friend KKK Caroline tried to make it an attack on religion.
Yeah, she did, didn't she?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not.
The guy's pretty clear about how he feels about Mormons. Not only does he shoot up a church, he burns it down.
Right.
Not a lot of ambiguity on his motive there. But it's interesting. I quote a guy named Paul Campos who writes mm-hmm. for the Lawyers, Guns, and Money blog. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a very weird conspiracy theory on the right now that the Mormons killed Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And that they killed him not with a bullet, but with an exploding microphone.
Okay.
That's... Yeah, I know. Wow. You know, because the guy who shot him was raised in a Mormon family and so forth. But, you know, this guy seems like the kind of guy who would believe something like that.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, but I did hear this one other person who said that Charlie Kirk was a Superman because the bullet didn't have an exit wound.
Well, that was the head of his organization said that.
Mm-hmm.
That the bullet didn't come out. Well, you know what? He's just dead.
Yeah.
He's still dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's not that much of a Superman.
Besides Superman, the bullets bounce off and then the guy throws the gun at him. That's, well, you know.
Exactly.
That's the way it goes.
Well, speaking of other crazy MAGAs, the QAnon shaman mm-hmm. is suing Donald for $40 trillion.
Like $40 trillion. I love that cartoonishly large number.
I do too.
What is he doing?
The QAnon shaman is suing Donald and a bunch of other people. I will include everybody else. The Federal Reserve, the National Security Agency, the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, the State of Israel,
okay.
Elon Musk's ex-corp, T-Mobile.
All right.
The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency and Warner Brothers Studios.
Okay.
Why? What are the grounds of the QAnon?
Well, he's president.
The QAnon shaman says that he's president.
Yes, he's
the rightful
president.
Mm-hmm. And so that he's suing in order to become the rightful president.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that, like, Disney is going to install him?
Sure.
He
is crazy.
I mean,
he is one of the crazy.
And by the way, QAnon shaman, don't screw with DARPA, okay?
No.
because they have, like, a zillion ways to kill you.
Yep. He's one of the crazy people that soft on crime Trump let out of prison.
Yes,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just what did T-Mobile and Warner Brothers do?
T-Mobile, they didn't credit him that extra month that they promised him when he signed up.
Or maybe that's how they found him.
Oh,
was through T-Mobile. Yeah. I mean, 40. I cannot wait.
And I think Warner Brothers is on the list just because it used to produce Looney Tunes, and you consider this personal insult.
You're probably correct on that. You're definitely correct on that. So, have you heard anything that Pete Hegseth and Donald have said so far at the generals meeting?
Well, no, not yet. But I am fascinated by this NBC News story about the president saying that, you know, he had talked to the governor of Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and he said, that's not what I'm seeing on television,
yeah.
and that's not what my people are telling me. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying.
It is.
It is. I mean,
you know, because TV, or at least Fox, keeps running, you know, B-roll from 2020
right.
About Portland, which is completely, you know, irrelevant, and you know, and you know what Stephen Miller's telling him this, and he's believing it.
Well, it is Stephen Miller, Nosferatu himself.
I mean, I think he's the guy running the country right now.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm completely convinced of that. But I mean, my God, I mean, if that was Joe Biden, you know, Jake Tapper would have another book.
You'd think. I don't know where Tapper is right now.
He's out on the lecture circuit. He's going to be at the Texas Tribune Festival in November.
Mm.
I just know that because I looked it up.
Right.
No, I mean it is insane that again people are not paying attention to Donald like they did to Joe Biden, who, by the way, looks fine, talks fine, exercising still, doing everything. He just doesn't have to worry about the weight of the world on his shoulders anymore. That's the only difference between him and, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and the. You know, the weight of the world is now on Donald's shoulders, and you know, he keeps dropping it.
He does keep dropping it. And, you know, his signature, everybody loves it, according to him. Did you hear him say
that? Oh, that's right. And that's right. That's right. You know, do a radio wave.
Yeah, exactly.
Or an EKG.
Yeah.
Well, Chris says it looks like a Klan signature.
Yeah, his signature looks like a Klan meeting with, you know, a bunch of
points. That's right. Yeah, that's very good, Chris.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good observation.
Chris is a smart guy.
Well, you know,
he's a really, really smart guy. And so YouTube, by the way, has just bent the knee. Did you hear about this one, Charlie?
Yeah, I saw that. They folded in the face of nonsense.
They're going to pay Donald $24.5 million for suspending his account.
Why?
After January 6th. Because Google has some regulatory things that they want cleared up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So once again, there's wheels within wheels.
Exactly.
Of course.
Apparently, all the money's going to go to the brand new ballroom. I will vote for any presidential candidate who promises to blow that thing up.
Yeah. Yes, me too.
It's ugly.
I mean, I'd love to see one of those videos, like when they did the Kingdom in Seattle.
Sure.
They blew it up. I would love to see it.
Or the Desert Inn in Vegas when that went down.
Or the Dunes Hotel.
The Dunes when that went down. And all the hotels on the strip that went down in Vegas years ago.
Yeah, Hotel Madison in Boston next to Boston Garden. That was a big moment.
Or the Landmark Hotel, when they blew that up, they used that as footage in Mars Attacks.
There you go. See?
Did they really?
They really did.
All science fiction movies that involve the destruction of Los Angeles all start at the Capitol Records building.
Yeah, pretty much.
Always.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is true.
Or the one building downtown.
Yeah, the U.S. Bank building.
Yeah, the U.S. Bank building. Those are the two that they always start with.
Yep. Apparently they explode real nice on TGI.
Well, and they're recognizable.
They're very, you're in L.A.
Oddly enough, the equivalent in New York is the Chrysler building.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not really the Empire State Building.
No, it's got that big shiny thing.
The crown on top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is it. Yeah. I mean, it's weird that it's not the Empire State. It is weird that it's Chrysler Building.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It is very, very strange. Yeah. Well, Charles, thank you so much for calling us.
It's always been great. It's good to see you in the big chair. Happy birthday, Mama, upstairs.
Yes.
I know she's listening.
That's
she's
right.
Awake now, yeah.
And happy birthday, Bella, last week.
Oh, yes.
Bella! I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm 23. I'm basically 1 foot in the grave.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't need to know that. As I was listening before, apparently God sent you an earthquake for your birthday.
Yeah. There was an earthquake when I was in San Francisco right before my birthday. And my friends thought that it was one of my other friends getting up. I'm like, guys, it was like a 4.6. Let's use our brains a little bit. It may be 3 a.m.
Do you have a friend who weighs 900 pounds?
He weighs like 60 pounds. I'm like, guys, come on.
All right, crew.
All right,
Charles. It's so lovely to see you. Have a wonderful rest of your week, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
It is 47 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by my home title lock, because I have that.
Yeah.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing your home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name.
Boom.
Just like that.
Yep.
Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it until it's happened, until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when was the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie, and you'll get a free title history and report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title. I can attest to that. Urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So honestly, I've been using this company for years, and they do let you know if something's on the dark web or anything. They totally let you know. So go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this nightmare is going, I ain't never getting married.
Well,
I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, 3 of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
It's 53 minutes after the hour.
This is disco.
It is disco,
this
man.
Is
this
pure
is pure disco. It's 53 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie and Bella with a Z sitting in for Ms. Miller this week, her birthday week, and
it is her
vacation.
Yes.
So going on to what Hegseth said this morning, this is funny. because I had no idea this was happening in the Army or the Navy or the Marines or the Air Force, but no more beards.
No more beards.
Long hair.
Yep.
When did that start? Superficial individual expression. So earrings?
What about Hexa's own tattoos?
Thank you. We're going to cut our hair, shave our beards, and adhere to standards because it's like a broken windows theory of policing. It's not policing. This is not policing.
Let's have Hexa get rid of his white power tattoos.
Doesn't he have a swastika?
No, he doesn't have it. It's like a...
It's close enough.
It's an iron cross.
It's close enough.
Ooh.
It's basically the same. It's like you let the small stuff go, the big stuff eventually goes, so you have to address the small stuff. If you want a beard, you can join special forces. If not, then shave. We don't have military full of Nordic pagans. But unfortunately, we've had leaders who either refused to call the BS and enforce standards, or leaders who felt like they were not allowed to enforce the standards knew. And that's why today, at my direction, the era of unprofessional appearance is over. No more beardos.
Nice.
I thought you always had to not necessarily shave your head, but super short hair.
Yeah.
Once you get into boot camp, they cut your hair.
What does that mean for women?
No beards for women.
But he mentioned the hair, like no long hair. So
he means men?
Yeah.
Because we're too woke. We have women in the military.
Oh, yeah.
They're all getting farred.
Well, you know, Demi Moore had to shave her head for G.I. Jane.
She did, but that was...
Marines.
That was a Marine, and it was also for, like, super special forces in the Marines, right? Okay. Wasn't it?
I never saw it.
Didn't she do striptease right after that? And she had to wear a wig at one point during striptease because she had shaved her head already. So they were doing reshoots, and so they had to put a wig on her. Because, I mean, once your head is shaved, and she really did shave her head.
Yeah.
Because it's a scene in the movie where you see her actually shave her head. But I think that she had to do reshoots for striptease while she was shooting G.I. Jane.
Okay.
They're like, whoops.
Bad timing.
We have a drop in there called creamed corn that's from striptease.
That is a good drop. Oh, yeah.
Is it okay?
No chance that I am going to roll around naked in creamed corn with a bunch of drunken yahoos trying to stick niblets up my hoo-ha.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
That's poetry right there.
It is, really, isn't it? Actually, Burt Reynolds was very funny in that movie. Yeah. He was the only reason to see... No offense to me, but he was the reason to see that movie.
Oh, I just learned a couple days ago that John Fugelsang is in Coyote Ugly.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Now I have to watch that again.
I'm pretty sure. I was looking at the Coyote Ugly cast because I was watching Yellow Jackets.
Right?
Melanie.
Sure.
I'm blanking on her last name, isn't it? And then I see in the cast list John Fugelsang.
Oh.
I'm looking it up again.
Okay.
Because Piper Perabo and I are sort of friends on a Twitter thread.
Okay.
A Twitter email DM exchange.
Uh-huh.
I'm a huge fan of hers.
Okay.
A, as an actor, and two, as a hardcore activist.
Okay.
She's amazing. And she was adorable in that movie.
Yeah, John Fugelsang, Richie the Booker.
Oh, now I have to watch that.
Okay.
Oh, we're bringing that up on Friday.
Yeah.
We are so bringing that up on Friday.
What does Melanie Lynskey smell like, John? Just curious.
She's such a good actor.
I love her.
She's married to Jason Ritter.
I love her in Yellow Jackets. She's so funny.
Well, she's from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've only seen her in things where she has her American accent.
Right.
And I saw her being interviewed, and I was with her mother-in-law at a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I had no idea she had that accent until I saw her being interviewed. And she's like, oh, no, she's full-on New Zealander. And I'm like, her American accent on Two and a Half Men, she was brilliant on that show.
Yeah.
She was the neighbor on Two and a Half Men. She was so funny. But yeah, she's married to Jason Ritter. They've been together for quite a while.
Nice.
That's so random,
right?
I know. Who knew?
I know. I was going to buy his book, and then I randomly was thinking about Coyote Ugly, and then that randomly happened right after that.
Wow.
And I was like, this is insane.
No, that's divine intervention in there somewhere.
You're in the acknowledgments for his book, you know.
That's why I got a copy. Yeah. To read it, of course, but for vain reasons.
No, you have
as well.
To turn it to that page first.
Yeah. I mean, just to look at it.
Yeah. Toy. All right, it is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, Madison's antidote to hot takes.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author, will join us.
And join the John and Gordy There Is No Antifa Network.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Generals and admirals summoned to Virginia. Listen today as Secretary of War Pete Hegseth laid out a new direction at the Pentagon, including raising the standards for physical fitness and combat readiness.
But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is. If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it.
He also said hazing in boot camp would be allowed again and that racial quotas were being scrapped. He also told the generals if they didn't like the new rules, they should do the honorable thing and resign. The government is on the brink of the first shutdown in almost 7 years, a standoff over health care subsidies threatening to trigger it. Second detainee shot in an attack on a Dallas immigration field office last week has died, according to his family. He was one of three detainees shot. This is ABC News.